Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, owner CEO of TexasLending.com, and I'm joined by the one, the only, although there may be several people in there, it's Tress Collins.
There might be.
Yes.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, and inappropriate Uncle Bubba cannot make it today. He has undisclosed things happening. And so we're not quite sure what is going on there, but we wish him well. Hopefully he's out golfing or doing something great in this nice...
Chilly weather.
Yes. It's been a nice warm fall so far. And
a little too warm for me.
Yeah, this next week is supposed to add a little chill to the ingredients. Speaking of ingredients, Tress, it looks like you made me the powdery Christmas balls.
Yeah, the recipe I have actually calls them Mexican wedding cookies. Don't know why they're Mexican, okay. But there's nothing Mexican about them that I can tell.
So anyway, I don't know. I mean, but I'm from Michigan, and I don't know what they called them. They were the powdery Christmas balls.
Yeah, I think they have different names. It's just a recipe I have. I mean, it's basically...
Yeah, and so since my mom is no longer with us, we don't have anyone to make them around here anymore. I mean, no one makes food anymore.
Did
you make these?
I did. I made them last night. And so and I had a hard time bringing them, too, because Jeff was like, why are you going to give these away? I mean, I had to, like, slap his hands because he couldn't stop eating them.
Uh-huh, see?
But it's a simple recipe, real easy to put together.
So anyway, we will be taking those home. And I'm a gluten-free guy, but my son's never had any of these, so I'm going to bring them home for him.
They're not gluten-free, but the flour I used is non-GMO.
So if you're listening out there, this is actually a mortgage show. And it's actually weekend therapy for people like Tress and her little... passengers that travel along with her in her brain. And then for me, I live in the mortgage world and all the craziness that goes around that. It is a crazy world, the mortgage world, and I don't want to share all the inner workings of the mortgage world with you. I know we all want to know how, you know, when mortgage people are talking, it's almost like the Charlie Brown teacher going wah, 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 wah. And then you hear wah, 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 $500 a month, wah, 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 $500 pocket, wah, 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 wah. That's all you hear, right?
I feel that way when my husband talks to me sometimes.
The only reason that people care about an interest rate is so they can beat their neighbor. That's the only reason they want to get a better rate than their neighbor got, right? They want to know that they did a good job for themselves. Because what it really comes down to is the payment. Can you afford it? Is my home going to go up in value? Was my out-of-pocket not that much? You know, is it within my cash flow? And is it the house I want? Because, yeah, the rates are important because the rates are going to be moving up and down daily. Daily. There's no way you can just say, I'm only going to be happy at one rate in the world. And I'm never going to buy a house unless it's at that rate. I'm only going to eat a hamburger at this temperature. And if it's not at that temperature, then I'm not going to eat it. So you kind of got to say, okay, it's more relative where it is at the time. And right now, a lot of things have gone up, Tress.
Yeah.
Your mortgage rates have not gone up that much. They've gone up maybe an eighth. They're an eighth off of their all-time lows. All this talk of the Fed, you've heard of the Fed tapering? Tapering means they're going to, instead of printing $130 billion a month – and money that no one has, instead of not printing it but pushing an electronic button, and now it's now it's passed along electronic numbers to someone. Then they said they're going to slow that down, and then sometime later next year they're going to start increasing rates. Well, it's caused stock market havoc. But in the meantime, your gas prices have risen, your food prices have risen, your home prices have risen, your taxes and your property are going to go up. Your mortgage rates, when they start talking about tapering and they start talking about the slowing down the speed of money, your long-term rates have actually stabilized and come down this last couple days. So your mortgage rates are 1/8 of 1% off of their all-time lows. Where were they at the all-time lows? 1 3/4 in a 15-year, 2.5. The 30-year is a little bit higher, maybe. It's probably 2 3/4 somewhere in there if you're paying an origination fee. You know, how do you quote a mortgage rate? Well, we quote it within 1 point origination, mortgage lender origination. Some lenders don't charge origination. Some don't charge fees. They have higher rates, right? Because they have to make money. They have to pay people money. The average cost for a mortgage lender to fund a loan is about $7,000 to $8,000 to fund a loan, between all the personnel and all the other things that go along with it. So they have to make money. They can't do loans for free. And you don't really understand all that as the human, but the person that's trying to buy the house wants to know what their payment's going to be. Now, listen, if you want to refinance, mortgage rates are right near their all-time lows. You can still get a 30-year fixed if your loan size is correct, if your credit score is correct. When I say correct, that can fit into that bucket. Make sure you text us, and we'll answer your questions here about whether you can refinance, how much money you can get out of your house if you're thinking about it, can you do home improvements if you're thinking about it. If you want to buy a house, TexasSunny.com, we have our home purchase team, and we have our real estate company, and they work in cahoots to help you get the best deal possible. They're not really cahooting. They're just, they know each other, and they can call each other and say, hey, what's going on with the Smith loan, and then we can get your loan worked out. And so we can make sure that everyone's on the same page.
But you can know people and still cahoot.
You can do whatever you want to do there. 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. Now, how do you know how much home you can afford in 2022? Well, you text us, here's how much money I make per year. Here's my credit score. Here's my down payment. My down payment, my credit score, here's how much money I make. And then if you want to refinance, you give us four pieces of information. Your rate and your credit score. I'm at this rate. Here's my score. You say, my home is worth this, and here's what I owe. And I'll be able to tell you within a range, I'll give you a range because everything's in a range. Well, how much money can you save? What kind of rate differential can you find between where you are now and where you're going? And you can do all these things. So make sure you text us, 972-387-4600, your credit score, your current rate, and your home value and what you owe on it. And we can help you out. So Tress.
Kevin.
There's all kinds of I come to the weekend and say, where did the Collinses go this week?
the Collinses stayed home this week and worked.
Yeah.
But it wasn't unfun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about no travels coming up for the holiday?
Nope. We don't. Because all of our kids are traveling.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we travel to see our kids, but they're traveling to their other families' homes for the holidays and stuff. So we decided to stay home, but we're only going to have my mom and our oldest son.
Yeah, so my mom passed, and my dad's in town, and he has unilaterally said, we had a big gathering at our house for Thanksgiving, and he has said, you know, this is Christmas, which is really weird because he's not getting younger, and he said, well, let's just everyone just stay at their own house. Now, maybe it's because I didn't shower at Thanksgiving. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But he said, my sister lives in town. She can stay where she is, and you can stay where you are, and I'll just stay where I am. And then that way, now I don't know if he's trying to get out of the Christmas presents thing. I don't know. This is highly unusual, but I can tell you that that's what's kind of going on. So.
Oh, well.
So our family, we are actually going to Miami this week. We'll be back right before Christmas, but we're going to go to your Ammy.
your Ammy, not my Ammy.
You're not your Ammy. So we're going to go to our Ammy down in Florida. And it's going to be nice, about 80 degrees down there while you guys get the cold front heading in here. Okay, so the texts are starting to come in at 972-387-4600 with your mortgage questions. We want to answer them for you. Tress will ask your question. I will answer them. And we have all kinds of we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear all your kinds of inputs. And I want to get your ideas as a consumer. You can give me some feedback. You go online, you go shopping right now, and you see companies advertising 1.75% for a mortgage rate. Well, there's already a company this year. You might have heard in the news this company that laid off 900 people by Zoom. That's a mortgage company.
I did.
And they came onto the scenes this year, in the last year and a half, in the mortgage business, and they were doing loans for free pretty much. And they lost several hundred million dollars this year. And so, then they fired 900 people by Zoom because they weren't making money. Like, we look how much loans we closed for free. We don't make any money. And it's like, it's a great idea until you can't pay anybody. You can't pay your employees. You got to lay them all off. So how many people are working on the loan with that company? But my point is this. People are still out there quoting loans for free. Now, I can go on to certain websites and see companies. And they're quoting rates. And I go, those rates are upside down. It's like, it's not like they went out and bought a bunch of cars and they need to get rid of inventory. These are just rates that are, when the loan is sold tomorrow, they're either making money or losing money. You can't lose money for long. So there are mortgage companies out there that are quoting these upside down rates just so they can have someone call them because they're like, we don't want to get rid of our employees because we want to keep doing this many loans. Okay. Well, you can do that for about a day. Just to hold on to your staff, just to keep them busy. But if you're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars, you're going to lose your staff anyway. So it's delaying, you know, it's not a good thing. So anyway, I'm just trying to think in the mortgage industry, how do you get that message across to people? Your mortgage company, you kind of want them around for the future. You kind of want them around when you want to get your, maybe you lost your appraisal. You want them to send a copy of your old appraisal. Maybe you lost your survey. Maybe you want to call the same person. So they already have your information. You don't want it flying all over town. So I just don't know how to, when we see those kind of things. And so anyway. It's an interesting world to be living in, to see that every day when we know the mortgage industry people know where the fake rate is, right? And there's another company. They quote online 1.75 for your mortgage. And then it says only in Colorado for loans over $550,000. And it's a nationwide company. And the advertisement is nationwide. And they say this quote is for one person in Colorado who has a $550,000 mortgage and an 800 credit score. And so you're kind of like, so no one can get this loan in Texas. So why is it being advertised in Texas? So these are the kind of things. I just want people's feedback about that kind of stuff. We've had some really good rates, and I think they're great, but I can't do loans for negative because I can't pay the staff. You know, we want to give everyone the best rate you can possibly get and be here for you now and in the future. You know? So anyway, I don't know what I want from you. All I want to do is let you know that TexasHoney.com is here for you with one of the best rates you're going to find in Texas. And if you're trying to buy a home, we're going to be here for you. If you're trying to get a cash out, and we are the experts at cash out refinance in Texas. So give us a call. Go online and apply. TexasHoney.com. Tress, your turn. Your turn. What's going on? What's happening over there on that side of the table?
I have a lot of baking to do. I started last night with the Mexican wedding cookies, and today I'm going to be doing cinnamon rolls. I'm really excited.
You know, the gluten just drives me nuts, and that's the problem. I can't eat cookies and cakes and all these other things anymore. I did find some almond flour and some almond flour and cauliflower tortillas.
Yeah,
I found those, but I can't, you know, it's just, I look at pastries and I just, you know, it's like waving goodbye to a friend. Okay, Tress, let's go to some questions.
It's time for us to go to break.
Let's ask a question.
All right. First-time home buyer, down payment of $15,000, credit score of 775. They make $165 a year.
So that this person says they have $15,000 down. Their credit score is great, 775. All loans qualify for. They qualify for any mortgage loan with a 775 score. So they make one, does that say 165 or 155?
165.
165. I can't see. I can't see anymore.
If you brought your glasses, you can see.
$13,000 this person makes a month. So they're going to be able to afford quite a home. So they're going to be able to afford a payment of at least, you know, $4,500 a month. And so they're going to be able to get themselves at least a $600,000 loan. By the way, the new conforming loan limit, the new conforming loan limit is up to $647,000. That used to be the maximum jumbo used to be up to $647,000 just a few years ago. Now it's the conforming loan limit, the conventional loan limit goes up to $647,000. This person should be able to afford a house like that. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. It depends on what the taxes are on a property like that. And so that the limiting factor here is going to be that down payment, $15,000. The minimum down payment, folks, and if I can get one message across to anyone buying a house, as so many people have heard, it's 20% down for a house. The conventional conforming loan is 3% down. That is the conventional conforming first-time home buyer loan is 3% down. So $15,000 limits them to a $500,000 house. They're going to be able to afford that with the income that they make. So this person, that falls within their income, that falls within their down payment. But there are closing costs also associated with a home purchase loan. And you want to think about $5,000 in closing cost. So they can always roll those closing costs into the mortgage. If they did get themselves a $500,000 loan or $500,000 with 3% down and rolled the closing cost in, their rate would probably be 1/8 of 1% higher if they needed to roll their closing costs into the mortgage. Because you can do that. The mortgage, the long-term aspects of the mortgage can pay off your closing cost up front. So what is their rate? It depends. Do they need to have their closing costs paid for and the rate or no? These are the things we need to discuss with a loan officer. Or you need to discuss with a loan officer. I don't need to discuss anything with a loan officer. You can call them, though, at 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You can go online to TexasLending.com. Trust says we got to go to break.
We do.
And that means we got to go to break. And so when we come back, we have texts coming in. Keep them coming in. We want to answer your questions for you coming now into the holiday. Cash out refinance is going to be a big deal before mortgage rates go up. And we don't know how high they're going to go or if they're going to go up. But we hear the Fed's going to raise rates that can actually stabilize mortgage rates and keep them low for a while. How does that happen? We can talk about all that when we come back, which we will after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. The high school football championships are going on this week.
Oh. Right?
They've been going on the last couple days.
Who's in it?
Well, there's so many divisions, you know.
Oh, pick one.
I can tell you one team. And we'll talk about that in a second. This is the TexasLending.com mortgage show, by the way. You can text us at 972-387-4600, your mortgage questions. So many people have, you get your bill. You got to get your bills lined up right now. And we're going to talk about that high school football thing in a second. But I just want to, and I don't want to, I'm sorry, I've only paid attention to one game, and I taped it because I want to go watch it. But I haven't paid attention to any of the others yet. I know Geyer's in there, and they're playing some Bedenton Geyer, and I can't remember who they're playing. And I apologize because I just saw or heard that they had beat somebody. So anyway, your taxes on your property are going up. If your property is going to go up $100,000 in value, you're going to be paying an extra $3,000 a year in property taxes or more. And so some of your homes have doubled in price from $300,000 to $600,000. And so your taxes are going to be going up $8,000 a year. And so that's a lot of money, you know, that's going to be going to the government. Good for them. Teachers get paid more, hopefully, everyone else. But it's coming out of your pocket, and along with the other inflation for the gasoline and the food. And so you're sitting at home, and you have this mortgage payment. You think everything's good and dandy until all of a sudden you have $1,000 more a month coming out of your pocket that you don't have after taxes. Then the taxes, they're talking about rising taxes, too. And so anyway, there's all that stuff going on. So it's scary a little bit. And then you have an option because your credit card payments are 15% on your credit cards. They're going, some of you are at 20%, 22%. and the rates are rising on those, especially short. You know, credit cards are usually 1 month interest rates, right? They change. They can change monthly. And so your mortgages are long term, and you might be able to refinance a 20% rate into a 3% rate,
which is great,
especially if you're paying 3% at $30,000 in credit cards at 20% or 15%, and you can get that down at 3%. You can get your home just to get a plank. I mean, you want to do a home improvement right now. I think just putting drywall up is like home improvements because. Because, gosh, I mean, everything.
I guess, yeah, if you need it.
I mean, you know, $15,000 just to think about, you know, paint, you know. And so, anyway, the thing is, you can get a cash out refinance and get your debts refinanced. The debts are there. You're paying high interest on them. You can get them refinanced with a cash out refinance. You can get your remodeling done. You can get your home improvement. You can get all this done. Maybe put some cash in your pocket. Maybe drop your payments. Some of you are at 3.5% or 4% right now, and you have $30,000 in credit cards at 20%. That's costing you $1,000 a month. You might be able to reduce that by $800 a month, right? So that's just going to get you back to even after all the other things go up, right? So sometimes you got to refinance just to keep even because everything's going up. Make sure you text us 972-387-4600. So my son goes to Trinity Christian Academy in Addison.
Yes.
And their football team there had 9 wins and 2 losses this year.
Oh.
9 wins, 2 losses. Good season, right?
Right.
They were blowing people out. Their offense was fantastic. They were doing great things, and they started winning games like 50-14 and all these things. Sounds like a great team, right? Something to get excited about. Well, we went to the first game of the season at Trinity Christian Academy. The other team showed up with 10 buses. They had 200 people in their band. They had as many people over there in their stands as they did at Trinity Christian Academy. And so Trinity Christian's like a 6A tap school. And so anyway, we show up at this game, just play this football game. Everyone's excited for the football season. And our team is down 49-0 at halftime.
Oof.
And I grew up playing high school football, and our team lost 3 games between my junior and senior season total.
Wow.
We had a good program. I went on to college where every year our team had a winning season and we won a championship in a Division III school. Okay, it's Division III, but it's still championships, right? I've seen good football. I coached a little bit. And so this team, we are down 49-0 to China Spring. China Spring has about, I don't know how they had 18, all these buses. I don't know where they're coming from.
Where's China Spring?
I don't know. Apparently there's something in the water down there northwest of Waco. This is west-northwest of Waco, maybe 15, 20 minutes, right?
Okay.
Maybe an hour. But it's not that far. It's about half an hour northwest of Waco. China Spring. 49-0 at halftime. We lose the game 49-15 or something like this.
Oof.
But I said, that is one of the best football teams I've ever seen.
Wow. You
know? They said, oh, they're ranked pretty well this year. Well, that team went 16-0. They won the state championship yesterday for 4A, 16 wins, 0 losses. And this team, Tress, gave up maybe, they had 16 games and they gave up more than one touchdown in maybe 4 games. The 12 games, they gave up less than 7 points.
Wow.
They are winning games 49-7 and 50-7 and 50-0 and 54-0. And they only had 2 teams that even gave them any grief whatsoever. Both those teams are in the playoffs and got all the way to the, you know, I don't know what, I think one of them was also in the state finals for their level. So anyway, but you're at this season, you're like, we're locked down 49. Oh, well, there it goes this season. And then you go 9-2, and you think we're pretty good. But you know what? You know what really good looks like. You're like,
yeah,
we're pretty proud of where we are. But when you see a buzzsaw that's not going to be denied, they don't happen very often.
Yeah.
So congratulations to that team, because championships like that just don't come falling off trees.
Yeah.
You go 16-0, and you blow every single person out.
So that's anyway, awesome.
Yeah. 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 Something to be happy about. So. And all the godforsaken places in Texas. I'm not saying that China Spring is godforsaken. I might actually be, you know.
Should go there and find out.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, good luck and congratulations to all the teams in high school football. Okay, Tress, you have questions.
Yeah.
This is a mortgage show. I apologize, but I had to bring that up because you had to give credit where credit is due.
No, that's awesome. It's good to hear about teams that, you know, go out with a big win like that.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Yeah.
And they won 32-7 or something like this. And in the state championship against a team that was had one loss all season, another team where they only gave up 7 points. It was crazy.
That's amazing. Good for them. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
All right. You ready for the next question?
Yes.
Fixed income of $1,900 a month with a credit score of 735. How much house can I buy? It's almost like a
$1,900 a month of fixed income. You know, some people are on Social Security. Some people have other kind of fixed income arrangements. So $1,900 a month, a lot of times with fixed income, if we can prove that the fixed income is expected to last for more than 3 years, if as long as it's going to last for more than 3 years and we can get documentation of it, a lot of times we can gross it up. Like, let's just say this person makes $2,000, it says $1,900, so we're going to make it easy, $2,000. Sometimes you can gross up 25%. Because it's not, a lot of times it's not taxed, right? It's taxed at a lower percentage. There's no taxes on it sometimes. Some of the like Social Security and things like this. So you can gross it up 25% and use that. Because the other people, when we're using their income, we're saying, oh, this is their income and this is what they use to qualify for a house. Doesn't that make no sense, Tress? Mm-hmm. When taxes change, we're not taking your taxes into account when we're grossing up your income.
Right.
Well, I mean, when someone says I make $5,000 a month to qualify for a house, they don't take they don't use your after tax money. They use your pre tax money. So if taxes rise, then how can you afford the same amount of house?
Right.
When gasoline doubles in price, we don't use gasoline to qualify you. So how do we figure out if you can afford a house?
Well, that's a good thing. Jeez.
I was reading a survey this week. They said 30% of the people would rather pay their house payment than have enough money to pay for food because they want to keep their house. So they go poor on eating because they can't afford their house. 30%. That means 70% of the people are going to let the house go, which makes sense, right? You got to eat.
Yeah.
And so my point is when gas prices go up and everything else goes up, people have to make decisions. Some things go by the wayside. So this person at $2,500, if I gross that up, let's call it $2,400, and then they make 30% of that is what they can. Typically, 33% of that's what you can use to afford a house. So $80,000 or $800. That's what they can afford a month for a house. So they might be able to get a $120,000 mortgage. What can you get for $120,000? Maybe a townhouse. Okay? Maybe a condo. I just don't know. I don't know what part of town they're in. But yeah. $120,000, when I first got to Texas, we were doing $50,000 houses and $70,000 and $80,000. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago, the average loan size was $170,000 here in DFW, 2016, 5 years ago, to $170,000. People were getting $170,000, $200,000 houses with 10% down, this kind of, they were putting money down. Now that's nearly doubled. Our average home purchase contract that we're getting, the average loan that we're locking is about $310,000 on a home purchase now. That's in 5 years.
Yeah.
So 120 is what I think that person can get into. And so you got to take a look. I don't know where you are, but condos, you can probably find a condo or a townhouse or something. If you're getting into a house, I don't know where that house is. I don't know. They exist.
Yeah, especially in outlying areas, small towns.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we can help them. Make sure you give us a call. Talk to our home purchase team. It's a free call. We're not going to charge you for the call. We're not going to charge you to apply. There's no charge. There's no charge to run your credit. There's no charge for us to get you pre-approved. We're going to get you pre-approved with an underwriter. There's no charge to get your pre-approval letter. And if we have to say no, it's not no forever, and it's no, not no because we hate you. It is... No, but here's what you need to do down the road to get into a house. Get your credit scores up. Get your down payment, more of a down payment, you know, those kind of things. It's free to get the information. And a lot of people are afraid to get approved for a house because they're afraid of being denied, Tress.
Yep.
They don't want to get a denial. They think a denial is going to show up in their credit. None of that happens. We look at it and we say, okay, here's what you need to do. Maybe some people are approved and it takes them a year to get a house. 5 years, 10 years, they lose their job. They were approved and they lose their job. then they can't get a mortgage. None of this shows up in your credit. If you want to get a mortgage and you have the dream, find out what it's going to cost. Talk to a loan officer. It's a free call. Create a relationship. Have a cup of coffee with them. Come back to TexasLending.com. We've been here for 23 years in Dallas-Fort Worth doing home loans, incorporated for 20. So this is our 21st year that we've been incorporated. And we want to be here for you now in the future with a friend in your backyard. We've seen banks come and go. The Lehman Brothers have come and gone. Countrywide's gone, right? Big banks, Washington Mutual, they're gone. Other mortgage companies gone by the wayside. That's the second time I use that. I won't say it again. I haven't said wayside in 5 years at least, so I apologize, Tress, because Tress is counting. She's a counter. So the thing is, yeah.
No is not the worst thing that can possibly happen. Actually, no is
it's
probably
not yet.
It's a good answer because you find out where you're at and where what you need to do to get to where you need to be.
Michael Jordan didn't make his high school football, basketball team the first time. Yeah. It's not yet.
It's not yet.
Right? So get yourself hungry for a mortgage and see maybe for a house if you want one someday. And so because, you know, your landlord's not going to let you paint your walls black. But you can do it in your own house. We're probably not going to come over with, you know.
Unless you put stars against your black.
You can put your stars against the board. But you know, if you're going to just, you know, paint your walls all black, then I'm probably going to just stamp my house.
We'll send you a Christmas card.
Yes. 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Since my family's not going to come over for Christmas, maybe we can have the Collinses over for Christmas.
We should. We'll do a stop by.
Yeah. We can watch some movies.
Ooh, movies. Yeah.
You guys are movie friends.
Because we're doing double movies tomorrow. We're going to one theater. We're going to see Venom 2. And then 15 minutes after that, we're going to switch theaters and we're going to see the new Spider-Man movie because all of our adult kids have seen it. They keep telling us, oh my gosh, you got to see it. It's
like, which one? The Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, the Spider-Man 2.
So Spider-Man 70, whatever it is?
I think it's Spider-Man 3. The new Spider-Man, like the Avengers Spider-Man.
I don't know, man. There's so
not
many.
Not old Spider-Man.
Okay. Well.
I'm excited.
Spider Grandpa, wouldn't that be old Spider-Man?
He probably could be Spider Grandpa now.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying, it was a while back.
You never see old superheroes. Did they get killed? Are they dead? What happened to them? How come they're not around? How come you don't see old? I mean, like even they got rid of Tony Stark because he was getting old, right?
Well, I don't know if that's the reason why.
I'm pretty sure the reason why is because he's getting, you know, Iron Man was going to be in the 60s.
But, you know, The Incredibles did a good job because then they did The Incredibles and they did The Incredibles 2 and they showed how they aged.
Those are cartoons.
Yeah, but it's still superheroes.
Tress.
Kevin. Still, where do you think modern day, I mean.
All right. We can't have any more conversations with Tress about superheroes. She starts talking about cartoons.
Okay. All right. I see how you are.
We're back talking about mortgages. And we apologize for getting off the beaten path. But here we are. Tress, you have mortgage questions. I have mortgage answers. If you have one at home, 972-387-4600. If you are driving, you're going to have to use the voice text. We will not be responsible for you texting your mortgage questions while driving. Do not do that.
Do not.
Okay, Tress.
Don't. Okay, here we go. Home appraisal for $360,295. Refied for $2.75 a year ago. Parent moving in and want to put in a shop/apartment out back. Budget of $50,000. Eligible for Veteran Home Improvement Program. What's my best option here?
Oh, my goodness. Budget for $50,000 to put in a shop or apartment in the backyard. Well, there are maybe wigwams for sale, or you can get a tent, or there are things. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you can get for $50,000 anymore.
Yeah, wood.
A couple planks and maybe you can get some cardboard. Maybe you can get some
firewood.
You can get some cardboard. Was it boxes and make a fort? You know, make a fort.
Right. You know?
So anyway, there's I don't know what you can get for $50,000 anymore, but I do know they owe $295. It's worth $360, so there's no room for cash out because you can't get cash out over 80% of the value of the house. They're at 2.75, so their rate is great. I mean, What are their options? They have this veteran home improvement program. Now, here's some options for you. The home style renovation loan is an idea, but I don't like it because your rate would go really high. A home style renovation, you're looking at 3.5 to 4% at a home style renovation refinance program. The Veterans Home Improvement Program, we have not been involved with the Veterans Home Improvement Program. So in Texas, you're not going to see a Veterans Home Improvement Program in Texas, okay? That'd be like a cash out, or, unless it's like a home-style renovation, that kind of thing. I have to look more into it. It says eligible for Veteran Home Improvement Program. I don't know about the Veteran Home Improvement Program. I've never actually seen that before. In all the loans we've done, in all of the years, I've never heard of the Veteran Home Improvement. So I don't know what that is on a mortgage, especially in Texas, because in Texas, you cannot get cash out on a VA loan, but it doesn't mean you can't do a home improvement. A home style renovation loan is not a cash out loan. A home style renovation loan is a contractor does work on your house. They put a mechanic's lien on the house. You pay them off. So any lien in the property can be paid off, you know, that kind of thing. Or you're doing home improvements with a home style renovation. Those are legal in Texas, the home style renovation. And you can get those up to 95% of the value of the house. So, and that's 95% of the new home value. So if the new home value is $420,000, 95% of that, you can get a loan up to that and get this work done. If that's your only option and you really got to get this done in the home style renovation, you can look into it. And we'll text you a couple banks you might want to call for the home style. You need to have a construction lending department. They need to have a they need to have a home style renovation lending department that manages constructions and contractors. So there's a couple banks that have the program that I know of that you can contact, and they can look into it for you.
All right.
Trust, we will text that person on our next break.
All right. Next question.
Go online, by the way, and apply for your home loan. We apologize for not having the home style renovation program here yet. See, it's not a no. But you can go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Trust.
All right. Credit score of 708, 800,000?
It says A/I. You know what? It's 180.
Oh,
appraisal 180, I think. Okay. Value. No, wait. It says value, adjusted income. Adjusted income, probably $80,000.
You think it's 80,000 or do you think it's 800,000?
I'm assuming it's 80,000.
Comma's in the wrong place.
It's 80.
Okay.
There's not a lot of people that make $800,000, Tress.
I'm just trying to.
You do. Of course, that's what I pay you to do the radio show with me.
Yes.
$800,000.
You don't need to tell people that. All right. Their interest rate's 3.25. They owe 85,000. 8 years plus balloon at the end. Modified loan in 2014. Value of the home is 260.
Wow. So they have an 8-year balloon. So they have 3.25 on the interest rate there. The value is 260 and they owe 85. Now, they can get cash. You know, they can get cash out, you know, up to around $200,000 loan amount. And they owe 85, so they have about $115,000 somewhere in there. Now, they can get a little over that. Their home is worth 260, everybody. You can get up to 80% of that. That's actually $208,000. They owe 85. So they have that amount of differential between 208 and 85. 208,000 and 85,000. They have about 123,000 available to get cash out if they wanted it. If they don't want to get cash out, their $85,000 loan, you know, if they wanted to do a, I don't know if it's going to be worth it to refinance. They're at 3.25% right now on an $85,000 loan. I don't know if it's going to be worth it, but if they wanted to get cash out, they can take a look at that and probably get the similar rate that they have right now. Similar rate if they got cash out of their house, paid off some debts. Something they can take a look at. Call our office, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. You can do a cash out loan, refinance on a 15-year mortgage, a 10-year mortgage. You can pay off some debts, put some money in your bank account, have it there for a rainy day. Some of you don't have any money for a rainy day. It's all tied up in your house. There's no one that's going to give you a smiley face. They're not going to put stickers, you know, with a bunch of stars, star stickers on your paper for having a lot of equity in your house. It's nice to have your home paid off, but sometimes if you're paying 3% on a mortgage and you can get all your other debts paid off and out that are at 10, 15, 20%, you know, it's all about cash flow and it's about peace of mind and it's about less stress. And if you can do all that and have a bunch of money in your bank and you have your house paid off, great. Not everyone has that situation. So make sure you get your cash situation in line. And we can do that here for you at TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress, she wants us to go to break. So I will.
Okay.
You at home can text us at 972-387-4600. When we come back, more questions, more answers on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. So we will tell the story of my wife. My wife is a special kind of person. She is special. I understand that she's special, but I can't really do anything about it.
I'm sure she thinks you're special, too.
I'm special. Taking one shower a month is not special, okay?
TMI.
That's me. Okay, yeah.
TMI.
But my wife is a special person. Anyone who has met my wife knows that she's special. As a matter of fact, they have to start saying things about my wife because they know that they can't keep up. There's no way, and anyone who's met her, you can text us here. There's no one that can keep up with my wife.
Yeah, she's like a bunny, an
nobody.
Energizer bunny.
You know that Bewitched show with Samantha?
And
she just kind of crinkle her nose and everything would be fixed. Like, I will walk out of a room and I'll walk back in 30 seconds later and the whole room is adjusted. Like, did she just twinkle her nose or something? Or how did this happen? My wife's special. And so we moved into our house 18 years ago, and she melts down white chocolate, and she takes a hammer to candy canes, and she puts the candy cane pieces in the white chocolate and makes little drips out of them. And then she does drips chocolate on pretzels. Then she takes them to the neighbors, puts them in everyone's mailbox for 18 years, like 50 to 100 neighbors. And then she puts our names, like the envelope things with your picture of your dogs and your family members and your names and your address. Says, we are the Millers. Here's your Christmas present. Well, these people don't even know who we are. And we don't even know who they are. She just puts them in their mailbox from the Millers. You know, she's been doing this forever. You know, it's just what she does. You know, she's just a machine. And she stays up all hours of night doing this stuff. And then so all of a sudden, pastries start showing up in our mailbox. You know, I mean, we get all kinds of stuff from neighbors we don't even know, you know, like, who feel obligated. Because, you know, imagine getting something in your mailbox and it says, we are the Millers. Mm-hmm. And for most people, the idea of we are the Millers is these people who know drug cartels or are shipping pot over the border, you know, in a Winnebago.
Well, you should really shake things up and take a day.
They don't
want to
get
these neighbors.
They don't want to get on. Don't get on our bad side. We are the Millers, okay? We know people.
You know,
so all of a sudden they get something in the mail, and so they think they have to reciprocate. And so there's reciprocations going on between people that don't even know each other. And so that's all because my wife is special. So
she is. You should go knock on people's doors. Introduce yourself.
Yes. I'm going to wear a green tuxedo with fluffy ruffles, you know, popping out, and I'm just going to knock on the door. And
do
stand
it.
There, just stand there and smile.
And take pictures. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Just stand and smile and wave.
That would be great.
All right, Tress.
All right. Here we go. What's the average closing cost for a refi? I was looking at refinancing my mortgage, and they were going to add $26,000 to my $450,000 mortgage.
This is the best question we've had. We're going to put a smiley face and a star on that one.
Oh, got it.
Okay, so anyway, what are closing costs in a refinance? Someone added $26,000. Now, some things you need to think about are your taxes on your property are due this time of year. It is December. Your taxes are due. And so when your taxes are due on your property, now that your homes have doubled in value, your taxes have doubled. And so we have to roll the taxes in at closing. So some of you call those closing costs. We call them your house costs that you're going to be paying whether you refinance a mortgage or not. you're paying your house taxes, right? Your homeowner's insurance and your property taxes are going to be paid regardless. If you refinance and your taxes haven't been documented as paid yet, they have to get rolled in. That might be some of your closing costs. Some people get really bad at mortgage, many really mad at mortgage companies, but we have to do it if you're going to have escrows in your mortgage. So that's part of it. Otherwise, listen, on a $400,000 mortgage, you don't have to pay closing costs. On a $400,000 mortgage, you do not have to pay closing costs. You can roll your closing cost into the rate, and there are no closing costs. So typically, you can raise your rate a quarter to half a percent, maybe half percent, and your rate, you won't have any closing costs. I'm not talking about taxes and insurance. You can have those paid for with rate as well, but enroll them in. But there, when we're talking about closing costs, we're talking about title fees, underwriting fees, appraisal fees, surveys, you know, escrow fees. Escrow being closing escrow, the person who closes your mortgage in Texas. So the average closing cost, and for average, if you're talking about title fees, appraisal, and lender fees, you might have $5,000 on a $400,000 mortgage. However, like I said, you can just raise your rate 0.25% and have those fees rolled into the interest rate on the loan. So instead of getting a rate of, call it 2.875, you might get a rate of 3.125 or 3.25 by rolling the closing cost into the rate if you have a really good credit score. I don't know what their score is. I don't know what their equity situation is. I'm just saying that you would have to raise your rate. Instead of having 3, you'd have 3.25 or 3.375 or something to roll. So if you're rolling closing costs to no mortgage, we're just running out of time here. Everyone qualifies for a range of rates. If you're going to pay an origination fee or maybe a discount point, you might find a 30-year at 2.625 if you have a discount point and origination fee. And you might pay $15,000 closing costs. 2 points plus title fees and lender fees, you might pay $15,000. If you don't want the points, you don't want the fees, instead of getting 2.625, you might be at 3.5. So you're going to qualify for a range of rates at different closing costs. Do you want to have the lowest rate? You're going to have closing costs. Do you want to have the lowest closing cost? You're going to have a higher rate. And that's just the way it is. And anyone who tries to deny that is just playing math games with you and mind games. So this is not mind games. It's just math. Okay? And some people think math is mind games. But it's just math. And you can look at it and say, I like the higher rate with no closing costs. I like the lower rate, and I like, so that long term I have a lower payment. Trust.
We have two more questions.
Okay.
We can do this. Have worked at a company for 10 years. Owner just sold the company, and the company is changing names. Going to buy a home in March. Is it going to look like I just started a new job?
Probably not. There could be an explanation letter as long as you're getting paid the same in your W-2. We have your W-2s and your tax returns, and we have a continuous income. And we get a verification of employment. We verify your employment. It's going to say, you're verified. You're working there. They can even write a letter, formerly known as... You know, so yes. Imagine if you're trying to buy a house and you worked for Prince, and then he was the artist formerly known as Prince, and you had to get your W-2s from Prince. That would have been a mess. All right, press.
That's a valid point there. Okay.
Go online and apply, TexasLending.com. Our phone number, call now, 972-387-4600. Talk to a loan officer, 972-387-4600.
All right, I think this is our last one. 675 credit score, $85,000 a year. How much home can I afford?
At $85,000 a year, they make $7,000 a month. At 33% of that, you know, so it's, what, $2,500 a month. That's what they can afford. That's what they might be able to get more. If they have a lot of debt, they might be able to get less. But just based off their income, it's going to be easy qualifying at $2,500 on the mortgage. That's for a mortgage qualifying. Again, your other debt might limit that. $2,500 mortgage might be a $2,500 a month is $330,000 mortgage after taxes, insurance, everything else. Probably $330,000 mortgage, $2,500 a month, somewhere in that ballpark. Okay? So you can get pre-approved today with TexasLending.com. Call our loan officers on the pre-approval team, the home purchase team. It's a free pre-approval. We have 24 loan officers on our home purchase team that just do home purchases. Can help you all out and your neighbors. Tress?
Real quick, is there any benefit in not escrowing? You have 15 seconds.
Yeah, you're not going to be paying your taxes monthly and your homeowner's insurance, but your taxes are due in January. You just have to have a lump sum due in January for your taxes and insurance. So that's the only benefit. If you don't roll it into your mortgage, sometimes your rate is higher by not having escrows. So anyway.
There's that.
We have to go.
We do.
Tress, thank you for the Christmas balls. And any everyone else, enjoy your holidays, and we'll see you soon here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We see you very shortly, coming back on 105.3 The Fan in a few days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.